It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Missed it by that much.
Peace be with you.
Is he retarded?
Hey, that's the Pope. What are you doing?
He's a good boy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow on the big program, it is our huge BYOB Friday birthday extravaganza.
Oh, man, is it nice.
Oh, my. I don't know. I feel somehow responsible. Things have changed. I won't be as goofy as I've been in years past, but we'll see what happens. We welcome Big O and Dukes,
yes.
The Buzz Babes,
six
and
new ones.
Also tomorrow, finally, an A-lister. We'll be talking to funny man Steve Carell,
star of
Get Smart. Scheduled to appear on the show, Steve Carell.
Uh-huh.
We certainly hope he will be here. Yeah. So all that and more fun and more thrills. That should be very, very exciting tomorrow. Now let's get back to the very final segment of Buzz Burbank. Here he is. Hello, Buzz.
Hi. Oh, one more note about offshore drilling. Because
you just can't get over that offshore drilling.
Well, like
you?
I said, it is the big story of the day. Mm-hmm. And one of the arguments is that offshore drilling, more of it now, is good because that would address the gas problem quickly. Well, not so much.
How long does it take between drilling out there, getting the oil, refining it, and getting it into our gas tanks?
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself because the first thing you have to do is you have to have a drilling ship and you have to have a rig. And the world has a shortage of those right now.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey, is there any talk of these guys that are flip-flopping, especially this Florida governor, that somebody's maybe like calling him from Exxon?
Yeah, the lady with the funny accent just a minute ago.
I was overwhelmed by her accent. I didn't hear a word she was saying.
Well, she's saying that.
Do you want to hear her again?
No.
She's saying that these people who are now in favor of new offshore drilling are playing right into the hands of the oil companies. They're going to make another mint off of this.
So, like, the governor's getting bribed? Is that what she's saying?
Neither she nor I are saying that, Mike.
You don't want to get in trouble.
Sometimes the most powerful bribe is not in the form of money, but influence.
Look at how sincere you are, you old queen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mike, look who it is.
Who is it?
The oil companies have been waiting for years now for just an opportunity like this.
All right, stop it right there.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm all for what she's saying.
It hurts her credibility.
Why her? Why didn't somebody get somebody with a nice voice? Why didn't they get Don Cornelius?
It sounds like he's about to give us a peach pie recipe.
Is Don Cornelius still alive?
I believe he is still with us.
You know, have him come out and go, you know. I just like to listen to somebody. She's like nails on the chalkboard.
I agreed. Listen.
In which we are suffering with $4 a gallon gas.
Oh, gas. God. Three syllables, gayos.
I've said for years there's nothing more annoying than a know-it-all, whether or not they're right, a know-it-all with a southern accent.
But that prim and proper, and this is the way. It's like a needle in my eardrum.
Just a pinch of mace.
I understand. I sympathize with that.
Thank you.
See, here's the deal. Our existing drill ships are booked solid for the next 5 years.
They're playing Vegas, baby.
Oil companies, that's right. Oil companies can't get the new rigs and ships delivered fast enough. A shipbuilder, sensing this increased demand, have driven up the price of these ships by about $100 million per vessel. They cost about $500 million each.
You love giving us this bad news.
No, I don't love it.
I swear to God, you're enthused by it.
Don't you think you ought to know this?
I think we ought to just, drive around in cars that are like golf carts. There's the solution to the whole thing.
Do you still own your oil ship?
your rig?
I bought it. It's in the warehouse.
It is next to all the cars.
My weekly cars that I have, too.
Every Tuesday.
And a picture of Buzz from Hedonism.
Hi.
Back in the 50s.
Hi. And as shocking as this story is, we're already becoming numb to this kind of revelation. Some of our nuclear weapons parts are missing.
You're an idiot.
Not me.
No, the person that lost him.
Well, and we don't know now exactly who that is or was. The U.S. military cannot locate hundreds of sensitive nuclear missile components, according to knowledgeable sources at the Pentagon. The kind of sloppiness recently got our two highest-ranking Air Force officials fired. Now, they accidentally sent nuclear missile nose cones to Taiwan, or at least allowed it to happen. That's why they were fired. And that led
I'm sorry. Yes? Accidentally mailed... What, did they ship them?
We shipped them. And
warheads?
Yeah, we had them labeled as one kind of part, and it turned out they were...
It's not a basket of fruit.
It was supposed to be helicopter parts.
Oh, Mike, it's not safe to mail fruit.
Thought we were sending.
That's tomatoes. We're all going to die.
No matter what.
No, we'll be fine. is we're fixing this. I swear we are.
Oh, man. I saw some movie. I forgot what the hell it was, where they were showing the diagram of the missiles in the air. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was.
War Games?
It might have been Independence Day. Okay. I think is that the one with Robert Duvall? Is that Independence Day? One with Tia Leone?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, three of them came out at the same
time. If it was blur together.
If it was a movie in 1940, he would have blasted it out there. But they just showed the little diagram of the warheads. I don't remember.
I'll look it up tonight.
I'm sorry. My brain hurts. He's depressing me too much. That's what's happening.
You want me to cheer you up?
Yes, go ahead.
It was a dragon.
That worked.
That was a smart pilot.
Just last year, an Air Force bomber carried 6 live nuclear missiles across the continental U.S., what could possibly go wrong?
So they really just aren't keeping tabs on this stuff.
It got kind of messy. Hopefully,
how do you take nuclear warheads and mess them up with helicopter parts? How does that happen?
It was a wacky mix-up, Mike. Somebody put the wrong label on the wrong box.
Continue. It's a merry mix-up.
Something happy, please. Something sex.
All right. Well, I don't have sex, but I have...
Something sex.
Something sex, please.
Golf machine.
I have people celebrating because, although this is just June 19th for a lot of people, for many African Americans, it's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth?
It's an official day.
That's right.
Juneteenth.
In many states...
Don't blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
I wouldn't dream of it, ma'am.
All right.
It's an official holiday in many states, or at least an observance. And this marks the day in 1865 when Union General Gordon Granger told slaves in Galveston, Texas, that they were free.
Really?
He's the man who brought the news that President Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Woo!
President Lincoln.
He was happy.
Where's the sex in that story?
There isn't any.
Oh, okay. All right.
President Lincoln loves sex.
Depending on how you celebrate Juneteenth.
He was a sexual animal. Why do you think he didn't have the mustache?
Remember, there's rumors that he was gay. He had a high nasally voice.
A high squeaky voice, yes.
Yeah, he was gay.
There were rumors.
I'm not laughing at what he said. I'm laughing at the way he looks when he says it. You know, what's that movie that they released like a couple of years ago? They're like, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln was gay, though. Dragon.
See, it's funny when you say it,
it
too.
It is funny, yes.
Rob has all the facts you don't expect.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Yes. Exactly. The Reverend Dr. Ronald Myers Sr. heads the movement to take Juneteenth from some states' holiday to a national holiday.
You know, we all have that common bond of freedom. We may have got there in different ways historically, but with the 19th of June completing the cycle of Independence Day, Freedom Day celebrations, we can all celebrate together.
You'll want to be in on this story.
Okay, I'm ready.
The fact that Tiger Woods won in sudden death this week with a broken leg may make his U.S. Open win the greatest injured athlete victory ever.
So he was in excruciating pain.
CBS Sports anchor Jim Nance thinks this was certainly the best injured athlete performance.
Of course he does.
Johnny Miller suggested we put him down.
Now, if you look, as Tiger comes up the fairway, he's dragging his leg in back of him. This is truly amazing. You can see the blood out on the fairway. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Is it
beautiful,
a tradition unlike
any other guys? Look at that Tiger Woods. That is I see the bone coming through his Nike pants.
Who are you?
Oh, the movie was called Deep Impact. Incidentally,
there you go.
I'm Jim Nance, though. Thank you very much.
A bunch of those came out.
He had a broken leg.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jim Nance points out that after 91 holes of golf over the long weekend, Woods won his 14th major championship with a double stress fracture in his left leg and that torn ligament in his left knee.
Okay, stress fracture, kind of like a crack in the bone, but no less painful.
Absolutely.
So how did he get the stress fracture? Do we know?
We don't.
Was it in the shin? The shin bone connected to the knee bone?
I've not seen the X-rays.
Was it in the femur?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We just learned about the fracture late yesterday.
I'm going to read more.
Good.
You mean like just ongoing?
First you have to learn.
Beth Ann said, no, I'm not.
Learn how to read.
I'm just going to read blogs.
Now,
I'm just going to read blogs to get depressed.
Tiger's not only out for the season, hurting TV's golf ratings for the rest of the year, he's also facing reconstructive knee surgery now.
Rocco, I think, had a broken molar.
That's right.
He had a great mouth.
That was the reason that Jason Vesey couldn't get to the dentist today. Rocco was there all day.
An exploding molar. That's what Rocco had.
Finally, today we focus on the motorists who are also teenaged girls. In Vermont.
Stop it.
In Vermont.
You're going to have one soon enough.
I'm applauding for
motorists. You're applauding for the wrong reason,
no,
Mr.
I'm
Man.
For everything except the wrong reason.
Rob.
Mike.
An
O'Mara.
An 18-year-old female.
48 today, but not for long.
What?
You're getting older.
Go ahead, Buzz.
18-year-old female in Vermont.
Right.
Told state police she didn't see them chasing her for more than 3 miles at speeds of up to 104 miles an hour.
She had to get home.
She told the officer she didn't see them.
It was college to prepare for.
Because she was busy talking on her cell phone at the time.
But it was a pink cell phone.
That's nice.
Almost
isn't that nice?
Guaranteed.
And in Utah, police say a 17-year-old girl put two people in the hospital after veering off the road, hitting a truck that was being jump-started by another truck.
Oh, no.
The girl was not hurt. No, she wasn't hurt, and neither was the escaped gerbil she was trying to locate inside the car at the time.
Oh, my gerbil! Yeah, I like that, baby.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Don't ask her where it escaped from.
You know, we found out so much about you today. You don't have any gerbil stories you'd like to share with us.
I do not. I'm pleased to say.
I want to thank Penn Jillette for coming on the show. The premiere of BS is 10 o'clock tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Showtime. Also, travel expert Peter Greenberg from the Today Show.
He was great.
NBC's travel editor. He had a lot of good stuff to say. We appreciate that. Tomorrow, you know what it is? BYOB. Should be a lot of fun. And, well, it's not really my birthday, but we're going to kind of celebrate that.
New Buzz Bams.
At least that's what I'm told. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios at WJFK in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, Mike O'Mara with the poem of the day.
Yes.
That's what I'm simply saying now.
I like it.
1, 2, 3, here we go.
Uh-huh.
The show is very full today with sex and talk of travel. Our porn investigation started, and I got to use a gavel. Peter Greenberg gave us lots of tips for traveling abroad, and Penn Jillette told all of us when his patent got the nod. So another show has come and gone, and tomorrow's the day when we eat and drink and shoot the bull and act like we are gay. Because this is the place on your radio dial for talk that doesn't suck. Please listen tomorrow at this same time when we won't give up.
Hey!
All right, thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.